We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, every week we've talked about the Vikings every week. We're going to talk about them again. And here's my question for you. Do you trust the Wilfs to hire the right general manager who will in turn hire the right coach? I don't. I'm not sure I trust them because I don't know that they know this. They'll probably go to the league and say, who should we hire?
Yeah, you know, I guess we don't really have a choice, do we?
No.
What I like about the Wilfs is they definitely want to win, and you can't say that about every ownership group in the league.
No.
And that's the one thing the Vikings have going for them is Mark and Ziggy Wilf really want to bring a Super Bowl a Super Bowl championship to Minnesota, and they're going to do what they think is necessary to accomplish that. So I guess that's a good thing. And, you know, perhaps by cutting Spielman loose now along with Zimmer, I think you and I were having a conversation on Facebook yesterday, and I mentioned on one of mine, I said, I think they will pull the trigger on this before he could screw up another high draft pick, because he always screws up the high first-round picks.
And it's going to be a good one, number 12 overall.
Yep.
So that's a good point. You know, and we'll see how it plays out. I don't know that there's anyone internally. Someone had reached out to me on Facebook and asked, what about Kelly Klein? And I think it's too soon, but she had worked for the Vikings for a decade. Then she got hired by George Patton in Denver, basically as his top assistant. So she is essentially, without the title, an assistant GM. And the Wilfs have talked about in the past wanting to, do things different and promote diversity. And, you know, diversity goes beyond race. It could be. Maybe they would be the first one to have a gender GM.
That's an intriguing possibility, Bob, especially since I know a lot of fans that, the inner organization were disappointed when the Vikings. There was a lot of folks that wanted the Vikings to move on from Rick Spielman and promote George Patton a couple of years ago. So to get one of his assistants isn't out of the realm of possibility.
And the fact that she did work for the Vikings for a decade, starting out as an intern and then getting, actually, I mean, she had some pretty important, an important role with the Vikings, much more important now with the Broncos. So that would be intriguing, but we'll see how that, if that were to pan out. It certainly would be a bold move on their part. And
yes, it would.
I actually don't think it would be met with people being upset. I think they would be intrigued by it and kind of excited by it, because whatever decision she makes, there's certainly going to be a great deal of scrutiny. And now we've seen there's some, we certainly have seen officials that are women, and we've seen some coaches that are women. So it might be the next thing to do. And of all the teams in the league looking for a GM, they would make the most sense because she did work for them in the past, not in the past, just like a year ago. So that's the only reason I wonder. It could be too soon, but you never know. All right, now I want to ask you about this other thing, which I know there's outrage on several levels. You are a family. You're a dog family. A lot of people are dog families, but you're a dog showing family because you have a championship show dog. And this dog that came, where did they come from, Illinois?
Yeah, I read some conflicting reports. Some said Illinois, some said Iowa, but she came from Illinois.
And the dogs in town won some award on Friday and then was carjacked.
The dog, we've got to know them through mutual friends this weekend watching the saga play out. But, you know, she had come up here for looks like she breeds and shows boxers. She came up here for the Land O'Lakes Kennel Club show, which is arguably the biggest dog show in Minnesota each year. And it's held at St. Paul River Center every year. Jennifer, my wife, and Poppy, our Nova Scotia Ducktailing Retriever, were at that show 2 years ago.
Okay.
Last year, and then last year, of course, it was held like in the, I think it was, either it wasn't held or was held at a different time because of COVID. And this year, I flat out told Jennifer, I don't want you going. I don't think it's safe. Right? Well, this poor woman, she comes up, they win best of breed. This dog has been, from what I can tell, has been to the Westminster Kennel Club show, the premier dog show in the United States.
Yes.
Gets best of breed on the Friday show. And Saturday morning, she gets to deal with some loser at their hotel that decided he wasn't going to take a taxi. So he jumped into her minivan that was running and took off. and with the dog inside.
Oh my goodness.
So this poor woman spent, you know, paid for a hotel and for register and for fees to show her dog for 3 days, and only got to show him for Friday because Saturday and Sunday and yet part of yesterday got to spend the time looking for her dog and her van. Now, fortunately, that is a happy ending. They released a surveillance photo of the suspect yesterday morning. Someone did identify him, found out he had dumped the van like 10 miles away and didn't even know the dog was inside. So they got to the dog. It was about 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday, I think, when they started sharing the updates, and they found him alive, and he was cold and hungry. But other than that, he was
how could he not know that?
Reunited with him.
Okay, he had to know the dog was in the van. Those dogs aren't going to stay quiet.
I can't imagine that someone who steals someone's vehicle in lieu of a taxi is necessarily has a reputation for truth telling in the first place. But you know, this is embarrassing to our community and to our state, Bob. This, you know, this is the, you know, the DFL inspired crime wave here. The blast radius just keeps getting, you know, further and further out. And now you've got a premier event. I mean, St. Paul makes a lot of money on hotels and restaurants, you know, for people that, you know, this is one of those shows where people actually go and watch it, right?
Yes.
Besides showing it. And now that's not even safe. Show dogs aren't even safe. You know, I said last night, I was joking around them, like, dogs fear liberals, you know, because their policies just don't help anybody.
Jeff, I've retired from the Pioneer Press in November. So I haven't gone to a Vikings game since. That was the only exception I would make to go to Minneapolis. I have no interest in setting foot in Minneapolis ever again, because I know anytime you're in Minneapolis, particularly downtown, you're at risk of being carjacked.
Yep. So, yeah, that's a good, you know, I work out of my home office most days. When I do go downtown, I've got my parking situation. I changed it so that I park in the basement underneath my building, so I don't have to go outside. And I'm with you about the only time I go to an event downtown, I go to Twins games, because at Target Field, you can get into the ramps inside of the stadium grounds.
Yes.
Right. You're not out into the public, but that's about the Twins game is about the only safe event down there.
And even that's not safe, safer, but not safe. And you know what,
safer,
even out in Buffalo at the Speedway on Highway 55, someone drove off. Someone must have left their car running or keys in the car, and someone drove off with it. It's happening everywhere because criminals have become incredibly brazen because of the leadership in this state. And I'll tell you what, this leadership, this state legislature, when they get back in session, one of the first things they do better be to make carjacking a felony with mandatory sentencing. No more walking in the front door of a police department and walking out the back with no bail. Because this has to come to an end. And I don't care if these kids... I mean, there was a story yesterday on one of the stations. Now, one of the kids that they found carjacking was 13. You know what? That kid should be treated as an adult. Because you have to put an end to this, no matter what the age of these kids are or these people are.
Well, and the thing is, Bob, I think this show dog was the most prominent one. But there was two or three other dogs that were in cars that were stolen this weekend. Fortunately, they were returned. And, you know, I was talking with my wife. I said, it's going to get to the point where we're going to have to come up with some equivalent of an Amber Alert when a car is stolen with a living creature inside.
Yes.
And she joked, said, we should just have an alert on your phones every time there's a car stolen, you know, in the Twin Cities.
Well, it'll
your
be beeping,
be buzzing all the time.
Yeah, nonstop. And I mean, thankfully, that young child that we got the Amber Alert for over the weekend was found to be safe. But this has got to stop. And you know what? What it's leading to, because the people in power are not doing anything, is it's going to lead to vigilanteism, where there's going to be shootouts in the street, and innocent people are going to wind up getting hurt or killed.
When you have a governor that gives lip service and makes the victims feel the perpetrators of crime believe that they're the victims, and when you have an attorney general that's locking up cops. What cop is going to get involved with these property cases?
Yes.
When it could lead to them getting 20 years or more in prison.
Well, that's why I'm saying they need to have mandatory sentencing, and this has got to be a felony. And it's not a felony. I don't believe it's a felony now, is it? It's probably a misdemeanor for carjacking. Or is it a felony?
I think it matters. I don't know that. Well, I think it might be a felony. 'Cause I think it once it rises over a certain value in terms of a property crime, it's a felony. So I think, I think that
Then
stealing a car would rise to that.
there needs to be mandatory sentencing. And and the bail has to be put at a number that it's going to be some hardship to make bail.
You got to have judges that are willing to give stronger sentences. And unfortunately, we've had 10 years now of two governors that appoint social justice warriors
Jeff,
to the bench.
That's why you take it out of their hands. It's mandatory. You make a mandatory 10 to 15 year sentence for carjacking. It's because it's horrible. I mean, they obviously took the Lindbergh baby to make the federal laws much tougher on kidnapping. But that's essentially what this is when there's a baby in the back seat and we get an Amber Alert. So it should be across the board.
Let's do belt and suspenders, Bob. Let's up the mandatory sentences, but let's also not kick the party out that's causing all this stuff in November.
Yeah. We'll see what happens when that comes along. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS show will be right back. We'll be talking much more about your Vikings.